escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
All right, let's get you the Woolly Bully Top 10 List of the Day, plus the G-Bag of the Day Champion Replay segment here in the Nation, brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been hurt in a car wreck, call the Frankels first, 214-333-3333. Also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Biggest L, biggest dub coming up at 2:40. 877-881-1053. What's your favorite Whataburger menu item? We'll get to that here in a second, but right now, it's time for Lucius to take center stage.
Little Pantera right there, bro. I was watching Pantera, the lead singer. He was on stage just ranting. Straight racist rants.
Oh, snap.
You can see the rest of the band like, oh, come on, fam.
Did they try and play louder?
Come on, fam.
Drummers work a little more.
Come on. All right, this is day number four, going for five today.
Wow.
Sean Sharif from the RJ and Choppy Show. Which one of those fools is Chop? Sean Sharif jumped the gun on Tolo Ernesto. Jumped the gun on him.
Live on Sean and RJ.
Yo, what's up, guys? First time calling, man. It feels good to finally talk to you guys. How you guys doing?
You feel good.
Doing well. Thanks for listening.
Feel good.
So here's my thing. You guys got to stop letting Steven off the hook, man. I mean, Steven and Jerry, you guys are going to need to realize all this could have been avoided. If you would have signed Dak 2 years ago, we wouldn't be in this situation. CeeDee Lamb a year before, we wouldn't be in this situation. You guys got to stop letting Jerry off the hook.
Do you listen to this radio station or show ever?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you sound like it. You sound ignorant. Like,
how?
Because we do it, dude. Are you kidding me? Every single, did you hear G-Bag last week? Did you hear Gavin Dawson last week? Did you hear us with Jerry last year? Turn him down. Turn them down. I can't stand these tweets. And don't say you listen when you don't. You just expose yourself. I dealt with one listener over the weekend who kept saying, yeah, I wish you'd do this. Did you hear Clarence Hill tell Jerry Jones you're being disingenuous to his face? Come on now. Like, just admit you don't. I'd rather you admit you don't listen than lie. It's BS. Stop. It's ignorant. What?
I was just saying, he said he was talking about the listeners who just called in.
What?
I said he was talking about the listeners who had just called in.
I thought he was talking to us.
No, he said he was talking to the toe.
Ernesto, are you talking about us or the listeners?
I'm talking about the listeners, dude. I'm not talking about you guys.
Put him down.
Way to go.
That's Jerry cutting Todd off. John, no, Todd, you're not going to ask your question.
Ernesto.
You stop talking.
I accept my nomination for G-Bag of the Day, week, month, and I apologize.
You know what's funny, Lucius?
Is it the whole damn thing?
Yeah. But I think Bobby was going to jump in there before Sean. If you play it like it, somebody was
like to rip his head off or
yeah,
to save him.
Yeah, I think
him.
So.
They confirmed this morning. Choppy also said, like, do you listen?
Okay.
At the same time, it was Choppy.
It was one of those things where, like, I heard Sean, and Sean was just so quick to it, but somebody else at the beginning that was like, and then Sean took off.
Yeah.
I thought it was Bobby that was going to, I thought it was Bobby, but I guess it was RJ.
I don't think Ernesto was very clear coming out of the gate.
He tried to. He tried to, but they were already lit up.
Yeah.
He said, I'm talking about the Tolos, and he was already.
That's why this microphone was so messed up when I got in here this morning. This is Sean's mic. All right, there it is, your G-Bag of the Day champion. Wow, that's four, looking for five today, 5:30. We will have a brand new batch of nominees. Looking forward to that.
With no Dawson here, does that automatically, if it doesn't win, does it go into the category? I think it does, doesn't it?
I mean, we could honorary that thing if we need to.
That's
I think
strong
we have
challenger.
The jurisdiction.
That's the strong challenger to all the stuff I've done this year.
You've been running it up.
I have been running it up.
You've been really putting up some numbers this year, and I'm looking forward
AI
to
AI brought us this
G-Bag.
Like, running it up.
AI brought us.
AI brought us is incredible. We need some more of that. Bobby needs to get to work.
There was something the other day that I said.
You were saying something
and Bobby's
yesterday.
Like, Bobby, I was saying all kinds of things yesterday. Yeah.
All right, there it is. Biggest L, biggest dub coming up here in 15 minutes. But right now, let's get to the top 10 list of the day. Happy 75th anniversary of the greatness of Whataburger. And they brought a delicious little care package to the studio today. They did it this morning, and I had some FOMO. I was like, crap. Yeah. I guess the morning show is going to be the show that's getting the Whataburger goods. But they double-dipped. They swung back through around 1 o'clock today, and they fed us in a big way.
Yeah, Travis Hill and the crew, thank them so much for all that.
Did you guys know they had a What A Guy mascot?
No, I didn't know. I had no idea.
So cool meeting the mascot.
I didn't know it until I saw the guy peeling off the outfit down by the parking lot. I was like, oh, is this a... Oh, that's a bitch. It's a Whataburger guy.
Yeah, it's What A Guy.
Yeah, what I a thought guy. It was Mega Man at first. I was like, what's going on?
My man was a sweaty mess.
Hey, this
like,
time of year.
He was sitting on the tailgate of the car. Like he was at, what did you guys have him do? Like jump around?
Smoking a cigarette with the head, with the head off?
He was in trouble.
That's an all-time visual of a mascot, man, with the head off, ripping a heater on the back of the tailgate.
That Coors Light commercial.
Elbows on knees.
Out of gas.
Get out of it, bro.
The Coors Light commercial where the guy's sitting on the couch and another mascot walks in and he hands him a beer. That's what my guy looked like a little bit.
No, for sure, man. It was great. It was great to shake What A Guy's hand and then eat the brand-new burger that is going to make a big-time appearance on the top 10 list today. So we have the top 10 Whataburger menu items. These are my personal favorite items. So, I mean, I would love to go around the room. Obviously, would love to read some texts here from the Tolos, 877-881-1053. Broadus, what's your go-to order?
Oh, I've always been real consistent. I love the number one
just
with cheese.
Just the number one.
I just like the number one with cheese.
Just one good patty.
Yeah, it's just the number one with cheese and then all the fixings, the onions, the lettuce, tomato, all that stuff.
Their mustard is so good,
little
too.
Little mustard and a little mayonnaise on that thing. And a dab of ketchup, too.
Lucius, do you have, like, two different ones at, like, the post-11 p.m. and the pre-11
p.m.? If you can catch that 11 to 11 window, you really hit a nice spot with Whataburger because you can get the taquitos.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Yeah,
with those, the sausage and cheese. Yeah. Extra hash browns. Get two of them, boys. Man, come on.
Yeah, those hash brown sticks. Go crazy.
And you think about it, sometimes on like a Sunday morning or a Saturday morning, you think, I'm going to get up and get that damn thing. But you just don't have the gusto.
Yeah, yeah, you don't have it in you.
You don't have it.
You get there at like 11:15.
Exactly what I'm talking about.
You're like, son of a gun.
Don't have it.
I guess I'll just get my favorite cheeseburger then. Okay, 877-881-1053. Outside looking in. My honorable mention is going to be that Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sando. This one's pretty good. I don't know how many times you guys have had this. When they first released it, I was really getting after it in a big way. That was when I was back at UNT, and I was just hitting that drive-through on a regular.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
Regular basis, especially when you throw that thing on the Texas toast. Yeah. That's the other thing that you can do with any of those burgers. I mean, you can. You should like throw that thing on Texas toast. Let's get this thing done. So that's going to be my outside looking in. Let's see here. We have, okay, Carter has sent me. Shout out to Carter here. Carter's going.
He's a real Whataburger guy, bro.
Oh, he is.
Like real life. He goes there every Friday. It's his thing.
Yeah.
It's his tradition.
It is a tradition. He sits in there all by himself and just soaks it up.
Whataburger gear.
Yeah. Maybe he could be the mascot guy.
He might need
a backup.
I think Carter would prance around.
My guy was gassed. I don't know what you guys were doing to this guy.
He was doing some jumping jacks and stuff. He was putting on a show.
Was he juggling and stuff?
He was juggling the burgers, catching fries in his mouth.
The elevator was down. They made him walk up the steps.
Have you had to do that? Remember when the power went out?
I sure have.
God, I got to about 6. I thought it was over. I had to take a knee. I was just like, gosh, this is too much.
Oh, yeah, dude, you got to take a couple of halftime breaks.
Go on without me.
Just go save yourselves. Save yourselves.
I'll detonate the bomb. We'll be okay. We'll save the world.
Carter's going with the honey barbecue chicken strip sandwich. He does note that the Buffalo Ranch chicken strip sandwich is in his top 5. So I know there's plenty of people that go there for the chicken items, which is what's fantastic because Whataburger has such a wide variety menu.
I would be interested. From Carter's perspective, what makes their chicken strips better than anyone else's chicken strips?
Yeah, I think there's a tenderness, but then you get the initial crunch. I mean, they do a good job with the crunch.
Are they overly breaded? Or are they underbreaded? Where are they? How are they?
I think there's plenty of breading. I will say that.
See, if you have a chicken strip sandwich and they're heavily breaded with more bread, that's a gut bomb right there.
Yeah. I hammered home 15 of those things a few weeks ago with KNC.
But with bread?
It was breaded chicken tendies.
No. Like the bread, like a sandwich.
Oh, you mean with the toast.
If you're eating it with the toast and it's like heavily breaded, whoa, that's hard.
Sometimes you got a carb load, man. That's what you got to do. Yeah. Okay, we're getting a lot of love for the honey butter chicken biscuit, which is truly amazing. Everybody's trying to duplicate it now. I mean, you go to these different places and you see they're trying to come up with their own honey butter, but no one does it quite like Whataburger. Chop House Cheddar Burger coming in pretty hot. Let's see, you got the sweet and spicy bacon burger. And, of course, you just got your run-of-the-mill Whataburger the same way that Broadus just mentioned it. Patty melt as well. Yeah, that's going to be high on my list. So I got the Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich on the outside looking in at 10. That Pico de Gallo Burger, they brought that up to us a while back. And I thought that was really dang tasty.
Nice flavor.
Yeah, a lot of good flavors.
You got to have
different kind of profile
fresh,
than your usual.
Fresh vegetables is important for that, man. Sometimes you get it a little bit too much acid in that stuff, but man, if they're fresh vegetables, it makes it work.
I might be offensive here to some. Lucius, pardon me, but I got the onion rings at 9.
No, okay.
I mean, they're on the list.
They're really, really good, man.
No, they're fantastic
onion rings.
Lucius, I'm telling you what, Jake's has some good onion rings.
Nice, crispy.
I know we're talking about Whataburger, but man, yesterday I had some Jake's onion rings.
Oh, did you with the turkey burger?
I tried to be like, oh, I'll have the turkey burger, and then I have the onion rings. Yeah, and then have onion rings with it.
Yeah, that's why I love when people get like the crispy.
I got to try onion rings. I always have to try onion rings.
Yeah, they're really good, man.
Yeah, they're awesome.
You can have
sometimes they can get too chunky.
Yeah.
Fries, too big.
Where the onion is too much onion.
It's
you
just
mean?
Too much onion. You didn't fry it. I'm like, I'm eating an onion, dog.
Yeah. These were perfectly done. The crispest to them. It doesn't, you know, it was like it wasn't falling apart and all that. The bite, you could get the consistent bite of it. But I could say, I think fries nowadays, I don't think people care enough about their fries. And I'm talking about restaurants.
They're half-assing them?
Yeah, I think people are like, okay, let's just throw them in like they're, okay, here's your side. You know, here's a side of fries. I mean, if you're a restaurant, have some pride in your fries that they're not like a bag of, you know what. throwing them in there. You know, you're just, let's just scoop them out and give them to... Oh man!
Yeah,
help the meal a little bit with some.
And restaurant style fries used to be the fries.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. You get the little bag and you can put it in your oven or whatever. Right. You can fry them at the house, restaurant style.
Yeah,
seasoned.
Yeah,
I do like a garlic rosemary kind of French fry deal.
What
you
makes
get
those tacos so good? Is it the Parmesan that makes those taco things you like?
Oh,
so
at Spencer McKenzie's in Oxnard.
Yeah,
yeah.
Is it the Parmesan that makes it? It's
the
like
Parmesan encrusted.
It's baked on the shell.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
It's really amazing.
All right.
Lucius, what are you dipping the onion rings in? Is that a spicy ketchup deal? You going with the ranch?
Ketchup, for sure. Yeah, just ketchup.
I got the fries sitting there at 8. Sweet and spicy bacon burger is going to be at 7 for me.
Well,
it's a really good burger. It is. And my wife always gets it, so I know I don't have to order it because she'll only eat about half of it, and then I'll come back and crush the rest.
Do you order too much food for your kids knowing you're going to eat it?
Yeah, I mean, not intentionally, but I just know it's going to happen. Yeah. I know they're going to leave some extra stuff there, and I'm going to go ahead and clean that up. Yeah. Honey butter chicken biscuit, I got it 6.
That's a morning deal?
That is a morning deal, or from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. you can get that.
Okay. Overnight.
Overnight, yeah.
Taquitos is the call if you're going overnight.
Yeah, the taquito and the honey butter chicken biscuit are the two that you get. Now, the sausage, egg, and cheese taquito, I go double sausage on that.
I like that, bro.
Sausage and bacon. You ever do the sausage and bacon combo on that? Because you can do that. Yeah. You can do that.
They will?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I got that at number 5.
Eric be busting that menu open, bro.
I really do.
Be busting that menu open.
They always talk about like the secret.
Hey, bust that burger down for your boy. Put 4 slabs on there, please.
I'm telling you, my man, I'm telling you, Lucius, he could take the number. He could take a number 6 and like, okay, give me the 1 and the 6, and then combine them to make a burger out
of it. I was
it.
At my most bloated whenever I worked the overnight shift here at the station some years ago, and then I would get off at like 5:15 in the morning, and I would buzz over to the Whataburger every single time. And I would get probably a triple burger, a taquito, maybe 2, and fries.
Would you sit in the parking lot?
Yeah. I'm a parking lot eater, dude. I'll buzz through the drive-thru and then just park it right there.
Yeah.
And get it done. I'm not wasting any time. Okay, so I got the taquito sitting there at 5. I got the double meat, just your run of the mill double meat with everything on it.
Okay,
sitting there at 4.
I got a double meat old fashioned.
Yeah.
Got everything on it. Yeah.
At 3, triple meat, triple cheese, plain and dry. Go plain and dry on that.
Yeah.
And there's something about the way the cheese melts with the beef patty.
Yeah.
That is just fantastic. And I'm a vegetables, lettuce, tomato, pickle, onion, mustard, stuff like that. But man,
with the triple something patty, about is that plain too and dry. Much? Is it too much? Is it too? It slides.
It gets. It can get a little messy on you.
Yeah,
it's a little bit cleaner when you just go plain and dry on that. At 2, going with the patty melt, and that's gonna have an extra patty on it for me personally. But the patty melt is just
Texas
amazing.
Toast, right?
I think they got a special new iteration of the patty melt that's going to be coming out at some point.
Is grilled onions
it's gonna
on
be
that
very
thing?
Yeah. But number 1, and this was not something I woke up this morning and knew was even going to be on
my
list.
You had this today?
I had this burger today. It is the new 1 seed for Whataburgers. Lucius, I would love to get your review on this as well. The Bacon Wrangler Double. It's their newest, hottest item. They brought it up here today. Yeah. Shout out to Travis and the crew. What a guy.
Yeah.
Just rocked my socks off. You have you got the fried onion strings on there.
Okay.
You got the chipotle aioli. And then it's got the pickles. And then, of course, the meat and the cheese.
Wow.
I mean, it is, and the bacon.
Oh yeah,
it's the best burger I've ever had there. it completely blew me away.
It is. I thought those were pickles. I thought those were jalapenos.
See, you could do that.
It had a little zip to it. I thought.
Yeah. Well, that aioli.
That's chipotle aioli. That's what I think got it.
It does have a little kick to it, but the flavor is just other freaking worldly. Yeah. Got the A1 Thick and Hearty burger coming in pretty hot. That's a discontinued
that was a good,
item, but that,
that was
really
a good
really
one
good.
Back in the day.
Dr. Pepper shake, the B.O.B., little breakfast on a bun action.
Mm.
That's really good as well. If you're going for
that's that fried egg thing, right?
Yeah, you got
I
the
would
egg.
Not get that.
You got the sausage. Yeah. It is really dang fantastic. But how good was that burger, though? Lucius,
I'm not mad at it, man. I'm not big on specialty burgers or whatnot. You know, I keep it classic. Bacon cheeseburger, that's about it. But I wasn't mad at it. I had a few bites. Went deep with it.
You can mess
wasn't
up.
Wasn't disappointed.
Yeah, you can mess up that burger if you put bacon on it because the bacon's too rubbery.
See, that's what I loved about this one.
This could be a problem.
It was like a good crunch on the bacon.
Yeah, you got to have some crunch.
Yeah, because that's where you get that. You talk about half-ass fries. Yeah. The fast food bacon at a lot of places, yeah. It's just, I mean, what are we
if
doing?
If it's rubbery, it's chewy, it's hard to get through the sandwich. No.
I might be, you know, being a little bit knee-jerk, prisoner of the moment. I've only had it once.
Definitely.
Okay, but that thing skyrocketed for me, bro. That's a guaranteed top five. And
it's
for
got
today,
some heft to it,
as
too.
As it stands today.
Yeah, it's a heavy burger.
It is a heavy burger.
That's going to be my number one. Hatch Green Chili Burger.
That's not bad at all.
A lot of people texting that in that as well, chilies. Saying that should have been on the list. Monterey Melt. All that kind of stuff. Fantastic. There it is. Happy 75th birthday to Whataburger today. All right. Biggest L, biggest dub, 877-881-1053. That's next right here on The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.